Thank you, members. We'll make a start with the third application of today. So, planning application number P2023/00496. This is for the demolition of existing buildings to facilitate the erection of 8 dwellings, 4 detached dwellings and 2 pairs of semi-detached dwellings. Land at Manor Farm, Main Street, Branston, Staffordshire, DE14-3EY. I'll just pass over to the planning officers for presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon. As the Chair has just said, this is application P2023-00496, land at Manor Farm, Main Street. The proposal is for the demolition of existing buildings to facilitate the erection of 8 dwellings, 4 detached 4-bed houses and 2 pairs of 3-bed semi-detached houses. The scheme has been amended during the course of the application to reduce the number of units on the site from 9 to 8. I would refer you to the update report, which includes 2 additional representations by a local resident and response from the chair of the parish council to the resident. There are also, since the publication of the update report, 2 additional photographs have been submitted by a local resident identifying buildings to be demolished, and I'll speak about that later in the presentation. So, moving on to the plan, the site is outlined in black on this plan here. Immediately to the right, this road running round here is known as Thorntree Lane. That is a private road that is the road that for the 64 dwellings that forms Branston Lees Phase 1. The Branston Lees is the sustainable urban extension approved a number of years ago for residential development and industrial development on the land further to the south. This area of land represents phase one of the development. The site is part of a former farm, most recently used as a contractor's yard, as members saw when we visited the site this morning. 79A, which is the property here, is the former farmhouse. As members saw this morning, there's a row of terraced houses here that backs onto the site. These are the new properties in Thorntree Lane. There's a row of retail shops here to the west. This is the local centre with the car park on the frontage, and this is the local health centre. Phases 2 to 5 of Branston Lees development sits further to the south down here. A slightly larger aerial plan of the site. As mentioned previously, Thorntree Lane, which is this roadway here, is a private road. It was originally owned by St Modwins, who were the developers of Phase 1, but it's now transferred to a management company with a service charge that local residents pay. There is no size or weight limit for vehicles on Thorntree Lane. An aerial photograph to show the existing residential properties within Phase 1. This is the site area here, so a number of large buildings and large areas of hard standing within the site. You'll note here, as members saw this morning, there is a formal access that was designed as part of Phase 1 Branston Lees that maintains access into the site. In terms of flood areas, the tiny section in dark blue in the southwest corner is flood zone 3. The remainder of the site is the pale blue, which is flood zone 2, and the area not coloured is flood zone 1. The side guard, garden, moving on to the next one, the side garden of plot 3, just this area here, is the small area that's in flood zone 3. So this is the proposed layout, utilising the existing access into the site of Thorntree Lane, with the four detached houses and then two pairs of semi-detached. Plot 8, this plot here, would have a detached single garage to the side, which would include a back loft within the roof space. This just identifies the buildings on site to be demolished. This building here, which is actually a lean-to open-sided structure that members saw this morning, that is the one that has the existing bat roost in it. The mitigation measures to provide a new loft within the garage at plot 8, identified in the previous slide, and a bat licence from Natural England would be required. I would point out that So the site only comes down to the site boundary is to there, which incorporated part of one of the stable buildings, but the remainder of that building running down here, that would be retained. So the yard area that members saw this morning, that actually sits outside of the application site, and the longitudinal stables would be retained. Okay, so this shows the different house types that are proposed. Quite traditional two-storey houses with tiled roofs and brickwork with gable detail and canopies over the front doors, similar to the designs included within Phase 1 development. Moving on to photographs, this is the existing access into the site that was formed part of the formal design of Phase 1, and the bottom photograph from inside the site looking out. Some photographs of the existing structures and buildings on the site to be removed. Some of them more historic brick buildings, others large, more modern buildings, lean-to structures and detached sort of mobile buildings. The proposed use would remove the existing use as a contractor's yard within the site. This is the part of the stable building that would be demolished. The remainder, i.e. this bit here, would be retained as it sits outside of the application site boundary. Just a few photographs from within the site to show how the looking towards the existing dwellings surrounding the site. Photographs of the junction of Thorntree Lane with Main Street, with the access into the local centre car park opposite the site. Identifying that Thorntree Lane is a private road, but equally identifying that there is no size or weight restriction identified at the road junction. So, yeah, the photographs of Main Street, the local centre and the car park on the frontage, this leading up to Acacia Lane, which is the extension of Main Street going up into phases 2 to 5 of Branston Lees development. Okay, some shops immediately to the east of the junction. These are the terraced houses that back onto the site that are on Main Street and 79A, which is the original farmhouse. So moving on to the report and assessment on the application. So Staffs County Council Highways raised no objections, subject to condition to ensure that all parking areas are suitably hard surfaced and drained, and are informative regarding the private nature of Thorntree Lane. And they have recognised that Thorntree Lane, whilst a private road, the new development would also be private and lead onto Thorntree Lane. Flood Authority have made no comments. Environment Agency have referred to their standing advice. National Forest, no objections. Staffordshire Police, design and security advice provided. Ecology, no objections raised by the county ecologist, subject to conditions regarding ecological mitigation. They were satisfied with the proposed new bat loft within the roof of the garage at Plot 8. Environmental Health have raised no objections, subject to conditions related to contaminated land due to the previous and current use of the site and noise mitigation. Moving on to representations from publicity, Branston Parish Council have made objections on the grounds lack of community involvement prior to submission, failure to reuse historic assets, housing mix, failing to cater for ageing population, ecology, ecological surveys should be carried out, traffic, another 40 to 50 car movements per day, full traffic impact assessment should be required, and the developers should be responsible for any damage to Thorntree Lane during construction. In terms of ward members, no comments have been received. Turning to neighbour comments, objections have been received from 18 addresses received on the original scheme and 8 further objections received when reconsulted on the amended proposals. Too many houses already in Branston, whilst this would add 8 houses, but the overall Branston Lees development includes 760 houses approved under the Sustainable Urban Extension. The proposals do not cater for ageing population, provides family accommodation, but the 4 3-bed houses would be built to M43 compliance, so suitable for older people, and there is a condition that recommends that. Failure to reuse historic assets, referring to the existing buildings on site, and I'll come on to that shortly. Contrary to the neighbourhood plan policies, no consideration for climate change, fails to comply with separation distances, overlooking loss of privacy and loss of light, increase in noise, private road that existing residents pay for the upkeep of, Thorntree Lane already congested, more traffic would add to this, and a full traffic assessment is required, highway and pedestrian safety from additional traffic, no vehicle tracking for emergency vehicles and large delivery vehicles, concerns re damage to road during construction and who will pay for reinstatement, high traffic movement at Main Street, Acacia Lane, Thorntree Lane Junction, noise and mess during construction, questioning the rights of access, no ecological mitigation, amended plans raise the same objections, lack of community involvement, impact on local services, i.e. schools, GPs, additional surface water from additional hardstanding and concerned re-asbestos in the existing buildings to be demolished. In terms of the asbestos, that would be something that would be covered by building regulations. Looking at policies, it would be the MPPF, eStaff's local plan, eStaff's design guide, parking standard SPD, separation distance and amenity SPD, and the Branston neighbourhood plan. Moving on to the officer's assessment. The site comprises previously developed land within Burton settlement boundary and is surrounded by housing development. Accordingly, the principle of residential development of the site is considered acceptable. The development would provide a mix of 3- and 4-bed, two-storey houses, with the 3-bed houses being constructed to meet M42 requirements, ensuring suitability for older people. The amended layout has reduced the number of units to ensure suitable parking and amenity space for the new dwellings. The design of the houses is considered appropriate for the location. Whilst the scheme would result in the loss of the existing buildings on site, which are non-designated historic assets, having regard to the site's overall lack of significance and the other public benefits to the scheme, on balance, it is not considered that a reason for refusal could be substantiated on these grounds. In terms of residential amenity, the proposals comply with the separation distances and garden areas required and are considered to have no significant adverse impact on the amenities of the surrounding occupiers. Conditions are recommended regarding land contamination and noise mitigation. In terms of highway matters, as mentioned, Thorntree Lane is a private road that is maintained by a management company with a service charge to existing residents. Access rights to the site have been confirmed and the future occupiers will be subject to the same service charge arrangement. There is an agreement in place between the landowner and the management company regarding a condition report on the road prior to construction commencing. This, however, is a private legal matter. The proposals comply with the parking standards SPD. In terms of flood risk and drainage, the majority of the site sits in flood zones 1 and 2, with a small area in the southwest corner of the site identified previously in flood zone 3. The submitted flood risk assessment has provided includes recommended floor levels to allow for the 1 in 100 year flood event. It is considered that the site meets the sequential test as it is a brownfield site in the settlement boundary of Burton, where new development should be delivered, and the specific site characteristics and flood mitigation proposals ensure that the exception test is satisfied. Ecology. A bat roost has been identified within one of the buildings to be demolished. Therefore, a European Protected Species Low Impact Licence will be required from Natural England to permit works to the building, and a proposed bat loft in mitigation is proposed in the roof space of the detached garage at plot 8. Bat bricks and swallow cups are also proposed and secured via condition. The site currently has little vegetation with larger areas of hard standing and buildings. The resultant 8 gardens with lawns, trees and soft landscaping will result in a net gain in biodiversity across the site. Whilst there has been some landscaping details provided, there is a condition that requires further details of species and landscaping to be provided. While objectors indicate that trees had already been removed from the site, there are no tree preservation orders and the site is not in a conservation area, therefore no consent is required for any tree removal. Therefore, in conclusion, considered the proposals comply with the local plan, parking standards SPD, e-staff's design guide, the separation distance and amenity SPD, the Branston neighbourhood plan and the national planning policy framework. The recommendation is therefore for approval with conditions as per the report. Thank you.
Thank you. We have one speaker on this item, so if I can ask for Ian Bridges to come forward, please. When you're ready, just press the button in the centre. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, Councillors. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this development this afternoon. I note from the Planning Department's submission that the preference is to approve this application, but which I disagree with based on the following. There are already too many houses in Branston. Branston is full. Virtually every space that there is available has already been built on. There's nothing left. The existing road infrastructure cannot cope with the traffic. Already there's considerable conflict with traffic at the junctions between Main Street, Acacia Lane, traffic entering and exiting the car park for the shops, and the access to Thorntree. At times it's absolute gridlock. At school times for opening and closing in the morning, you just cannot leave the leave Main Street at all. No consideration has been given to climate change for the new houses, such as providing solar panels, ground source heat pumps, and the likes. We've mentioned about wrong housing mix, although that question has to some extent been answered, but we still feel that it doesn't cater significantly for the ageing population in the area. Failing to reuse historic assets and provide amenities for the existing community. And also, there's many, many birds nesting in the buildings that are proposed for demolition at the moment. So we ask that anything that does happen waits till after the nesting season is complete. Paragraph 14.2 in the submission refers to no loss of amenity and no significant adverse impact on neighbouring dwellings. These findings appear to be based on consideration of the perspective from Thorntree Lane, which we have sympathy for, of course, but there's significant impact to Main Street, Court Farm Lane, and to some extent to Lime Tree as well. The buildings being demolished form the boundary to our house and are overlooked by many of the other houses in Court Farm Lane. So this results in a significant loss of amenity, character and visual impact. This will have a major detrimental impact on all the surrounding properties. Three properties in Court Farm Lane will be directly overlooked, 8 in Main Street and 2, possibly 4, in Thorntree. So I cannot see how this is not a loss of amenity for the owners of these properties. The Court Farm Lane residents have already had a significant loss of amenity and are now overlooked by buildings and properties to the rear known as Lime Tree Close. Removal of trees at Manor Farm has exacerbated this, although we appreciate there's no TPOs on any of those. Section 15 in the submission outlines the demolition can go ahead before many of these conditions are in place and approved, including boundary treatments. I would request that the conditions, especially boundary treatments, are approved prior to demolition taking place, and that specifically in relation to the boundary treatments, these are agreed with adjacent residents as well as the local authority to minimise the impact on the existing boundaries. The offer still stands to come and have a look at Court Farm Lane. I appreciate you being out this morning to have a look at Thorntree. I'm not quite sure anybody's been to Court Farm Lane or Lime Tree. And the other thing, just to finally point out, is the flooding issue. The fact that, yes, we realise that this is not a high flood risk area that's being built on, but the problem is that cumulatively we're building upwards across the whole of Branston, and the streets like Court Farm Lane and Main Street now are well below the level of the rest of the houses in the area and would flood very much quicker than they would. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now open the floor up for debate by committee members. Do I have any indication of a speaker? Councillor Hussain.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I ask the officers, in your objections I got there, to say it's a contrary to neighbourhood policy. So what should be your answer on this? Are you satisfied that this is contrary to the neighbourhood policy?
That it's not contrary to the neighbourhood plan policies. It's not.
Thank you. Do I have any other speakers on this item? Councillor Legg.
Thank you. Could I ask about the bats that are being moved to the garage portion of number one? Who checks? Do they get any checks and balances after they've been moved to make sure they're okay? Thanks.
A licence would be required from Natural England, and that would all be covered by that and inspections, etc. So, yes, they will have to provide details to obtain that licence.
Thank you. I notice you've got swallows and bats catered for. Can I have hedgehogs catered for in highways, please? And then also the point Mr. Bridges made about boundary treatments, please. Can we have them in place before any building starts, please?
I think Mr. Bridges was referring to the particular boundary treatment adjacent to his property, which is currently it's the stable building that we saw this morning that will be retained. The top left-hand photograph there is the element that would be removed. The remainder of the stable building sits outside of the application site, and that would be retained. And that is the bit that is along that boundary with Mr. Bridges' property.
Can I come back, please, through you, Chair? So that would be Mr. Bridges' boundary wall then? That would be his portion of treatment, are you saying, for
As far as I'm aware, the stable building that is to be retained, because it sits outside of the application site, forms the current boundary. The photographs that were submitted this morning to me clearly show that that is the stable building that will be retained, that actually sits outside of the application site. Now, the yard area that we looked at this morning that sits outside.
Thank you. Councillor Huckabee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Reference was made to the finished floor heights of the properties being appropriate to the new assessment on flood level. What arrangements do we make for ensuring that the developer actually meets those requirements?
There's a condition in place that they implement in accordance with the flood risk assessment details. I don't think which one it is now. As condition 15, and those details are within the flood risk assessment.
Yes, but do we actually physically check that those are in place?
We would if we had allegations that they weren't. We would go and investigate.
It would need allegations, though.
It would, yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually we do get them, and we do go and check.
Okay.
That's my understanding, yes, because it's a private legal matter, because it is not a public highway, it is a private road. But the owner of the site has been in contact with St Modwin's, and now the management company, an agreement is now in place that a condition survey will be undertaken and that the new dwellings will contribute to the service charge for Thorntree Lane.
Yes, obviously for ongoing, but for doing any repairs to the damage that's done by during the development, that's obviously
They have agreed that a condition report would be undertaken prior to construction commencing, and then obviously something that would be ongoing. But it isn't something that we can deal with in terms of the planning consent, because it is a private matter.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Smedley.
Thank you. I might have missed something here. Apologies if I have. The rear stable yard, obviously it's accessed via the where we've been this morning. Will there be a new access? Should this be passed? Is there a new access going to be made for the rear stable yard?
There is a gated access from that property there where the red dot is at the moment. There's gates through from there at the side into that yard area.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers on the matter? Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah. Are we happy after speak? Are we happy there's no properties being overlooked by any of the windows in these eight houses?
It complies with separation distances.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers? No further speakers. So just to sum up, we're moving on to the deputy. Thank you. Just been informed, Councillor Legg, if you want to add the hedgehogs into an informative. And we can just
yes, please, could I have the hedgehogs added? Thank you.
Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Hussain, can we just see a show of hands, all those in favour, please? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Councillor Huckabee, sorry.
Chair, could I should have... I don't know what point I should have introduced this. I had a communique from the chairman of Branston Parish Council
about this application. I did not open it, so it has not influenced my decision or views whatsoever. I'd just like to make that clear.
Thank you, Councillor Huckabee. That's been noted. Thank you. So we'll move forward with for a motion for approval. Do I have a proposer? Councillor Legg. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Huckabee. And all those in favour for the motion to approve the planning application. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? No. Thank you. The motion has been carried and the planning application has been approved. If anybody would like to leave the room now before we move on to the next item on the agenda, please do so now. Thank you. We'll move over to item six on the agenda, Appeals received and determined. Can I ask members to consider those? No. Noted. Thank you. Councillor Legg, would you like to speak?
I was just being nosy and wondering who the people were at the back of the room.
So we've got a new member of the team in planning, Joanne. So Joanne's come to observe committee today.
Thank you. That's been addressed. We'll move over to agenda item number seven. Can I request members to consider the planning permission circulated with the agenda? They noted? Thank you. Thank you. Now we'll move over to the... Now we'll move over to the private part of the meeting. Can I request that the press and public leave the room, that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Can I have a proposer for that, please? Councillor Legg, a seconder, Councillor Hussain. All those in favour of that? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. I'll just give it a moment for the press and public to leave.